Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society. And I expose it to you in easy-to-digest chunks. Today won't be any different. Today, this is probably going to be a quick hit. A little, probably 15 to 20 minute thing. I just needed to get this shit off my chest. Basically, this thing really, it's one of those times that, you know, it's one of those days where I got inspired and I had to write. I had to write, and now I have to tell it to you guys. I want to talk about Ghostbusters, the old female Ghostbusters 2016, the reboot. You've probably already heard by now it bombed in the theaters. And, of course, they're blaming sexism on it failing. They're blaming it on, people hating women for not wanting to see it. Or not going out in droves. In fact, you've probably already seen certain tweets of there being empty theaters. People basically, watching the movie in ghost theaters. because no one is there. And most of the reviews I've heard, and even from people that have seen it, told me that it's mediocre. At best, mediocre. Of course, I believe that the whole argument that it's ruining my childhood is such a... If anybody really made that argument, you're just lazy. You're lazy. First of all, when Ghostbusters came out, when the Ghostbusters movie came out and the cartoon, it was the 80s. So which means a lot of people are in their early to mid 30s. Put away childish things. Like, honestly, it's just a movie. It was just a cartoon. It's not like it shaped our moral fiber. It's really idiotic to fight over something because it's gonna ruin my child. Like, first of all, it's not like this movie went back in time and fucked your perception of Ghostbusters. You still have those memories. You could still go buy the Ghostbuster DVDs. You could go get the Ghostbusters cartoon. The Ghostbusters and then the real Ghostbusters, because there was a knockoff Ghostbusters. Now that ruined my childhood. That knockoff Ghostbusters, the one with the fucking gorilla, and I mean actual gorilla. I'm not trying to be racist. If anybody remembers that Ghostbusters where they had like this fucking messed up like little fucking gun thing that like woo 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 woo, not like the proton weapon, not like the proton packs that the actual Ghostbusters had. And first of all, you know, and I know some people are gonna jump my shit about this, but in the original Ghostbusters, Bill fucking Murray. It's all about Bill fucking Murray. Oh, we got people chatting in the chat room. Let me get to the chat room so I can acknowledge my peoples. My peoples. How my peoples doing? We got Mildra. Oh, okay. Mildred's like, technically the one with the gorilla came first, but that's a whole other story. Okay, whatever. Okay. The one with the gorilla will always be the fucking knockoff to me. Freaking, not Egon, who, like, he stepped on Slimer and he's sliding around in the cartoon. That shit was hilarious. So anyways... But, like, for that to say that the old female Ghostbusters ruined your childhood, dude, or dudette, like, that's just fucking sad if that's your fucking takeaway. But, you know, I would like to say that the real reason, for the hate towards an all-girl Ghostbusters are for two reasons. It's hack, and it was done for political correctness. That's what it is. First, why not think of new ideas that have a strong female, like, new ideas that have a strong female lead? Look at movies like Underworld, the Resident Evil series, Agent Carter, and many other original ideas with strong female characters that don't get, that in fact a lot of fanboys enjoy, that a lot of fanboys don't go on into them like, oh, girls suck. And the fact that a lot of these feminists, and again, a lot of these feminists, like, oh man, these boys, they live in a basement in their mom's basement, and they hate women. No. That is such a fucking cop out to even suggest it, or just even, you know, use that shaming tactic. Mill just says, as for the new film, I see to reason to defend a work of bad quality. I feel no sympathy for this new film, likely to not break even. Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to get to that. But when you do something like what Ghostbusters did, basically trying to, like, not respect the franchise, I guess. I mean, goodness, I'm like, not respect the franchise, like to act like that whole, there's no history, and you're basically, it becomes like I had this all figured out in my head. What they did was they stole someone else's idea, kind of like what there was this guy on Instagram called the Fat Jewish. What he did was he would steal other people's memes and put his name on it, or even cut people's names out and post it on his Instagram, and he got famous and for doing it because people thought it was his original work. And he was getting a Comedy Central deal until he got caught. What I'm trying to say is you're basically stealing an idea. Yes, they had the blessing of, you know, they had the permission to do it, but it wasn't the original idea. It's like, oh, let's do a Ghostbusters movie, but instead of with guys, or doing a proper reboot, or maybe a new team of Ghostbusters, or even at going as far as saying these are the daughters of the original Ghostbusters, that they're continuing on the legacy. No, let's just hijack it. There's like, you know what? Let's just do it with women. Oh my God, that's like, first of all, I think that's kind of insulting. You know what? Let's do it with women. Oh yeah, that's so outrageous. Yes, women can't be Ghostbusters. Like, you know, it's, if you really think of it that way, that's how they pitched it. It would be crazy to have women. Oh my God, women as Ghostbusters? Ooh. Like, oh my goodness, how's about we have horses as the new Ghostbusters? We got Flicka as fucking, we got Mr. Ed as Egon. You know, and just because you make, you know, and it was really, it had a weak premise, weak writing. I mean, almost every review, mediocre. Why would you want to spend your money on mediocre? And really look at it this way. Women didn't go out to see this. Women didn't go out to see this because, you know what? If you think about it, in society and in the world, there are more women than men. I think women are 52% of the world's population, and men are like, what, 48%? I'm guessing, but there are more women than men are born. Which means you got these women that even they didn't want to pull out their wallets and pay for this. So putting it squarely on men not doing it for some sexist reasons is really lazy. Mildred in the chat room says, it shows the difference between female characters and characters that are female. So, Oops, let me lower this shit. Yeah, I tried to get Mercedes Carrera on this, but I guess it was too short notice, but yeah.
I miss her. She's my favorite.
I mean, the point is, if you're going to reboot a franchise, don't alienate the core fan base. That should be business marketing 101. Instead of calling the... Instead of, you know, instead... fuck! Instead of calling the... calling the base... What the fuck? I can't get my fucking thoughts together right now. Instead of calling, you know, the fan base for not watching it, the original fan base, a bunch of sexist fuckboys, which I've seen, because they recognize the unoriginalness of your concept, as we saw how much of a flop it is for falling $98 million below its budget. I'm reading from my notes. I was writing this at work. You know, I guess using shaming tactics didn't even work, because you know how, you know, they had the stars going on Twitter is like, you know, trying to use shaming tactics, you know, on ours guys, so that way we go, you know, oh well, you know, I don't want to be sexist. No. It's not sexist if you recognize if it's a shitty concept. Like, a lot of people just weren't fooled. Okay, you just made this for political reasons. It really... You know, if someone doesn't want to buy your product, you are not going to get them to change their point... To see your point by trying to emasculate them. I mean, does that even work with women? Like when a woman turns down a guy, when a guy goes, "Hey baby, nice ass, you wanna go fuck?" And she's like, "Ew, no." When he turns around and says, "Fuck you, you fucking bitch."
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You must be a lesbian. Does that change your mind? Oh, well, maybe I should fuck you. I don't want to be a lesbian. Like, that doesn't work on women. So you mean calling us a bunch of sexist fuckboys and along those fucking lines, that's supposed to work? I mean, people go to the movies, like, people go to comedy shows to laugh, to have fun, to escape whatever fucking mundane bullshit. Some people go to the movies to escape their own mediocre lives. So you want me... Like, Kate, like, you know, me, who might have a mediocre life, and go and watch a mediocre movie? No, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. I'm supposed to give up at certain theaters, because if you watch it in 3D, like $30, $25, or $15 if you see it in standard definition. Standard, yeah. And that's on top of if you buy freaking popcorn and soda. I'm supposed to give up so that way I could be politically correct. No, you know, seriously, this political correctness is really going too far. And the fact that, and again, I hate Trump. I hate Trump because he wants to continue the Patriot Act. He's even said shit about the Constitution. He's not a constitutionalist. He doesn't know what the fuck. He's not going to know what the fuck he's doing. And Hillary's no better. We're fucked. Either one, we're fucked. And I'm like, oh, well, there's always third party. Oh, God. Gary Johnson's a fuckhead, too. We don't have... Like, the last real good candidate we had was Ron Paul. That's it. Ron Paul.
Mildred's like, politically correct is a new flagrant. Flagrant. I don't know that word. I gotta read more. I gotta start reading more. But the thing is, it's like, what's next? What else are they gonna do? What other ideas they're gonna be hacked? I mean, look, as a comedian, like, even if I, like, let's say I started doing Bill Hicks jokes, but I started putting my own spin on them. They're still Bill Hicks jokes. Oh, look, it's Bill Hicks jokes done by a Puerto Rican. So fucking what? He's still fucking stealing Bill Hicks jokes. Or he's doing Sam Kinison jokes. Or he's doing, he's just parroting fucking, like, it's not like honestly, if you're parroting someone else, it doesn't mean you're triumphant because you're a woman doing what a man has done for years. I mean, look what African Americans, the great African Americans, did something extraordinary. They created peanut butter. They invented the stoplight. They developed open heart surgery. They broke the color barrier. They did stuff better. Jackie Robinson, he played baseball better than the white people at the time. You don't be like, oh my goodness, I'm breaking barriers. No, by doing something mediocre? Good art. I don't even understand that. Mildred writes, good artist copy, bad artist steal, as the adage goes. And honestly, and you know, it's like, you hate women. I loved Agent Carter. I'm mad as hell that it got canceled. You know, the second season was shitty. I don't give a shit. I enjoyed Agent Carter. Yeah, but she died in Civil War. I don't give a shit. I'll watch a movie with a strong female lead. If, like, an original movie. That whole Mad Max thing. Like, it wasn't Mad Max. They should have named it Furia. In the Mad Max universe, why did they have to emasculate Mad Max? Why? Why is it that in order to have a strong female lead... Well, no, that's not even true. That's fuck it. I'm not... Let me retract that. Freaking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they have several strong characters that are the hero. You got Daisy, who got superpowers. You got that chick, Ming-Na. She plays an ass kicker. Several. We need to do this. Like, honestly. This reminds me of, you know, it's pretty much like freaking affirmative action for entertainment. And then you got Leslie Jones. She's like, people are just criticizing her performance. Sweetie, your job is entertainment, and if you're not doing your job, people are going to get pissed off, especially if you expect them to buy your shit, expect them to watch your show for you. She's 48, and she just got, like, she's 48. Okay, good for her. Good for her. She's on SNL. SNL has been shitty for years. How's that still on air? I don't know. But not one person, like, maybe they have a skit here and there.
Okay, hold on. The problem, Milch is like, the problem is they're strong female propped by SJ. Social justice warriors aren't characters. They're just straw women. Yeah, it is. It is. I got the... Yeah, Milch wants to call in. Oh, okay. Let me call him. Let me call him. Get him. We got Mildred. Mildred, how you doing? Long time listener, long time caller.
Long time listener, long time caller. Unprofessional Minnesotan, professional asshole.
Oh, okay. Oh, you get how did you start getting paid being an asshole? I still do that shit for free. Damn, I'm a stupid ass.
I didn't say it was being paid in actual money.
Oh, ooh.
I just get paid by the salt from the easily offended, so I put it on my popcorn.
Very good. You know, and that's really that's economical and environmental.
Well, I was told I had to write an apology letter for offending somebody, so I did. The problem what they didn't tell me is what font to use, so I wrote it in Wingdings.
Ah, very good. Did you use the part where it's the plane going into those two buildings?
That wasn't on my version of Word.
Oh, damn.
If I fucked around with the character map, I could find it, but I didn't feel like doing that. Right. Then they told me to do it again, so I sent it again, and I had it in mirror writing.
Ah, all right.
I figured they'd be good at that since they spent so much goddamn time looking in their own reflection like narcissists. Hmm. But I am in a unique position when it comes to the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Not just as a fan, even though I am, but also because, well, for one, due to an arrangement I have with one of the local theaters, I managed to get in for free.
Oh. Okay.
That was because they needed somebody to talk about the film and because I had a history with them, they said, Okay. If we buy you a few drinks afterwards, will you go see the film?
Okay. All right. Well, yes, I mean, look, if somebody wants to pay my ticket, fine. I mean, they're not getting my hard-earned money. In fact, I'm not gonna even buy it on DVD. And you know what? To even add insult to injury, I probably won't even download it illegally through Pirate Bay.
The only way I'm going to watch it again is if Riff Trax does something with it.
Oh.
But sadly, because here's the thing. I saw all the shit that Paul Feig was doing. I saw that whole thing with Amy Pascal where, according to the Sony leak, she shot down a Ghostbusters idea that Channing Tatum was pushing for.
What was that?
I don't know if that would have been better or worse, but I have a hard time believing it would have been worse than what we got.
Yeah.
But I was prepared to go, okay, this thing is dog shit a la carte buffet during happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
On the same token, given my own rules, I was far more willing to say, okay, this thing has been overhated. It's not that bad, much like it did with the Schumacher Batman films, but that's drama for another day. So I was prepared to go either way. But then I saw the film. The film was just it was bad and not in the fun way.
Mm.
I'm not sure if you've seen it, but you know about The Room, right? You know about Birdemic.
No.
You know, those films that are so bad that they end up warping around to have a kind of good to them?
Oh, okay, yeah. It's entertaining how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
this...
But those movies are, like, meant... Like, it's all tongue-in-cheek. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, we know it's horrible. Like, B-movies. Like the Toxic Avenger. Everyone knows they suck, but it's good.
Yeah. This film can't even aim that high. It is, to quote a line from a friend of mine, it's bad enough to be hated, but not bad enough to be loved. Because It is not will. It's just a kind. It's just a kind of average level of bad, and that was that. Ironically, made the film even worse because there are few things that suck than being right in the middle. And this is coming from somebody who, in the span of the same sentence, has been called both a dirty liberal and a douchebag conservative at the same time. The problem is that first off, the thing that I noticed is that the film just plays everything to the barest levels of safe. But what's more telling is two things. One, China has decided to not screen the film.
Yeah, I heard about that because of the whole ghost in it.
I've heard it's the ghost thing. I've heard it's some other factors, but the point is they're not doing it, which is definitely going to be a bad thing because for a lot of films, China's become kind of the safety net. I mean, that's what happened with Pacific Rim and most recently with Warcraft.
I actually liked Pacific Rim.
Oh, I did too.
Right? Yeah.
But that film was a major success in everybody in every place but the States. Hmm. But thankfully, we're getting a sequel, so it's all working out there.
Oh,
but
what possibly could there be the answer? Wait.
Ghost seems to be the most likely thing, mm-hmm. but whatever the reason is, the point is that it's not being shown in the biggest foreign market in the world.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a major blow, and the fact is that the last time the film only made about $50 million on its opening weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Box Office Mojo right now. The film's production budget was
$144 million.
Yeah, and that was actually brought down due to some tax breaks because they filmed it in Boston. I will give you a moment to facepalm at the fact that a film that is supposed to be set in New York, supposed to be so implicitly New York, was set in Boston. Was filmed in Boston.
You know what? They should have just had some dude sit there and say the N-word over and over and over and over again.
That would actually somehow be more entertaining.
In fact, but, if they actually had Samuel L. Jackson and fucking what's that other dude? He does March of the Penguins. What's his name?
Morgan Freeman.
And Morgan Freeman sit face to face, calling each other the N-word back and forth.
Hey, it works for Wanted, so why not? But
oh.
The domestic total so far is about $57 million and change, and it's brought in. It's brought in about $18 million in foreign gains out of $144 million. So at this juncture, and it didn't even get. Sony tried to claim, it was the biggest output since.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Pitch Perfect 2 or something like that, when it really isn't. I checked the numbers. No.
Right.
It couldn't even get number one. The Secret Life of Pets, which has already been around for about a week, still beat it out.
Yeah. So, anyway, but hey... And you know, did you listen to the show I did with Keenan Weaver about Independence Day?
Unfortunately, I was doing my own stream at the time, so I wasn't able to hear that one.
Oh, like, I mean, it wasn't good, but I enjoyed it because I watched it in 4DX. And 4DX is basically 3D, but the seats move, so it's like a ride.
Yeah. like that Terminator ride back in Universal Studios.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was fun. I wish they did a better job with Independence Day. They had 20 years. They could have came up with a better story. Like, you know, but you know, that's you know, everyone can listen back. But with this, I mean, it's like, what do you think of the points I've made? Like, people are not hating on it because it's women.
I honestly think that in trying so damn hard to put in this pro women thing about how, oh, you only dislike it because you don't like women. They ended up doing the equivalent of a monkey flinging their poo on the wall.
Yeah.
And because of that, they've done it so much that has become the sheer level of Shakespearean drama as read by a 5-year-old that has just gone into the PR has become more interesting than the film itself. Mm. And that is a very bad sign.
And I really think that this just makes it harder for women in the industry, period. I think this will set women back further. Because they see, oh, well, women are not profitable. And that's not fair either.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
From what I've gathered, failure in Hollywood is like Ebola. If you've got it, nobody is as willing to work with you because they fear that they're going to get it too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and the whole did you read about the whole Leslie Jones freak out?
Oh, I very much consider that a case of life imitating art, and it does go to show a sense of irony that the original. That Time tried to pull it a spin on and say is not that good. Mm. Had a character who had its yes that who had a black character who was very much perceived as an who was very much perceived as the everyman slash audience surrogate for the film, and is replaced by the most blatant of blatant stereotypes.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, because my godsister, she posted this. She posted that about it. She's like, this woman has a bunch of class because if that was me, my career would be over. Because, like, responding to all, like, this disrespectful tweets that she was getting. But, like, and then I post, but I commented, but I have seen her. She really isn't funny. All she does is play a coon. That's it. She's like, yeah, but you know that's no reason for them to be racist. And, you know, you're right, but think of it this way. Her job is to entertain, and she is, in my opinion, not doing her job. I don't think playing the negative black stereotype is empowering. In any other profession, if you don't do your job correctly, you will get criticized harshly. She's in the public eye. She will catch it more harshly in the age of the internet. That is just what you have to deal with. The way Leslie is reacting to this further proves how much of a hack and phony she is.
The sad thing is there are good actresses in the film. It's just that Leslie is not one of them. Yeah. And the one film that I ended up drawing a comparison to when it came to the whole drama was, of all things, Lady in the Water. Mm. And the sole reason I did that is because there's a scene in the film where they make a few jabs about YouTube comments about how women shouldn't be busting ghosts or something like that, and there were a few other ones in some ads. Mm-hmm. Those were shot late. Those were added in after the fact.
Oh, of course.
And It very much reminded me of in Shyamalan's Lady in the Water, which for the record is shit. He had a straw man version of a film critic get killed off by the film's monster. Like, attacking the critics in that kind of fashion always looks unprofessional as fuck. And when you consider the amount of money that they're being paid when it comes to this sort of thing, I expect a veneer of professionalism.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I also heard, that they were pretty much motherfuckering, like, the audience throughout the movie. They were, like, basic. There was, like, a lot of male bashing. Like, see,
well, they treated all the male characters like geeks.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, when it comes to Melissa McCarthy, like, and again, I'm so tired of the fat guy role as well, but the fat woman role, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to overcome this despite me being fat. Like, it's so fucking, ugh. Like, all right, we get it. I mean, can't you just be a person? But this whole, well, like, oh, I'm a fat girl and I'm busting up. Like, all right. Like, honestly, what? Like, they should have made Leslie into a fucking trans. They should have gotten that chick, that transsexual chick from Orange is the New Black, to play Patty. Just so that way they could do the fucking social justice warrior hat trick.
Yeah, except that requires thinking, and pod people like these aren't very good at it.
And honestly, she probably would have done a better job, because, you know, dudes do better jobs. I'm just... Yep.
Truth is often the greatest comedy.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I noticed is one thing that I outright said I was going to try to do is I distinctly remember walking into the theater and said, "Okay, I'm going to this obviously is not going to hold a candle to the original, so I'm going to put the original in the back of my mind and not think about it as best as I can."
Right.
I tried very hard to keep to that. Problem is, the film wouldn't let me. There were constant references, notes, and even some blatant cameos that were just trying to say, "Hey, remember how great the original was?" This is a unpardonable sin when it comes to storytelling, period. Do not reference good shit in the middle of your bad shit. Because all that the audience is going to be saying is, "Well, why am I wasting my time with this shit when I could be watching the good shit instead?"
Yeah. Like, honestly, if they really wanted to do an all-female cast, they why couldn't they have just done it better?
If they... Well, here... The big problem is that they is a case where they... Now, the idea of doing an all-female cast, that's... On paper, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
The problem all ties with the execution, and I'm putting the blame solely on Paul Feig, since he was the one who was at the epicenter of a lot of the stupid shit. And since he's the director, and we are dealing with a post-auteur era, the blame falls squarely on his shoulders and no one else's. So the problem is, the fact that they tried to do all female cast, but they did not think of continuity. They did not think of how they're going to do this. They did not think of anything when it comes to actual storytelling. They just thought all female Ghostbusters, full stop. That's it. That's all we need to do. And that was their and that was where they failed, because they were not thinking it through. They thought that they could coattail off of social justice, which, as has been established many times, social justice warriors do not buy things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
buy things, but they tend to get people fired. How the fuck does that work?
Because too many people think that by appealing to them, they'll get some kind of golden carrot, without realizing that golden carrot is just just plastic covered in paint.
Mm.
My favorite example It was a game that was on Steam called Sunset that tried very hard to appeal to the social justice warrior crowd, and its sales bombed.
Oh, speaking about video games, you know what else got a bad review? The Shoot. Ghostbusters video game got 1 star.
Are we talking about the one that came out recently?
Yes, the new one, the movie based game.
Now, to be fair, a movie based game getting a shit review is not entirely surprising, because there are three things you can always count on to suck all that is ass. Mm-hmm. Whoever designs college websites, anything directed by Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably the New York Jets, depending on who you ask.
Well, I mean, but that's not entirely true, because according to this article, The Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor was wildly popular.
Although
the Batman remakes,
yeah, that's not it. For the long, here's the thing is though, when it comes to As far as the Arkham games, those are more based on the comics than they are any of the films. And Shadow of Mordor isn't directly based on the movies. But what I will say is that there are exceptions to the rule when it comes to movie license games.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, they're made as shovelware. Like, they're made as a quick buck, and a lot of them, they tend to not have a very long development time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's the legend that is E.T. on the Atari 2600, where they were supposed to have it rushed out in less than 7 weeks.
Mm.
But what I do find kind of amusing is how they tried to cross promote that game. Because I knew it wasn't going to be very good. It was the level of bad, like Sanctum of Slime bad. But I do find two things funny. One, no character from the movie is in the game. And two, they tried to cross promote by putting in a discount voucher for the movie. And I saw a lot of those kind of things. Where, for example, with a recent re-release of the first two films on Blu-ray, you could get an online voucher to get a discount for the ticket,
yeah.
for the new film.
Let me read this article real quick. This is from the Metro UK. Yeah, really, none of the characters in there. It's like Ghostbusters video game review. Busting makes you feel bad. After the new movie confounded doubters with great reviews, the video game tie-in is not going to be so lucky. We haven't seen a new Ghostbusters movie yet because, like many, we were put off by the poor quality trailers, but the reviews make us hopeful that the actual film is considerably better than the marketing suggested. Nope, I'm sorry, I guess this is another article. Technically, the tie-in to the new film, except it's set after the events of the movie and doesn't star any of the original cast. Although a few of the ghosts are the same, it's by a developer we've never heard of, and its ugly cartoon art style doesn't seem to be based on any show or comic book that we're aware of. Everything from the I'm just dropping this. This has nothing to do with social justice warriors. It's just adding insult to injury.
Yeah, although one thing I do find funny is the actual praise for the film I've noticed is very superficial. Like, I've asked around, I asked people who liked it, I go, okay, what did you like about it? They'll mention the props, they'll mention the effects. Not entirely sure why in the effects part, because they look like shit. But the thing that I noticed is that they don't talk about characters except in the broad. You've got an all female cast. They don't talk about the film being funny. And I mentioned, okay, what was your favorite line? And so on and so forth. Basically, a lot of deflection, a lot of superficial appeal, which tells me that this is not going to have a lasting impression in 3 months. Especially given that a new Ice Age and Suicide Squad is coming very soon.
Which I heard bad reviews about Ice Age and Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but the point is that this film is likely to get lost in the shuffle very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's not out of theaters by in 2 weeks.
The other thing that I did notice is that the film, like I said, the film's marketing is more interesting than the film itself. There's that, but there's also the fact that when Roper blasted the film really hard, and given who he used to work with, he'd know a thing or two about being hard on bad films. Mm-hmm. And they basically tried to pull the same stunt they did with James when he said that he wasn't going to review the film. James Rolfe, aka the Angry Video Game Nerd, how they tried to do this. If you recall, he put out a video saying he's not going to review the film. He's not even going to see it because he doesn't think it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And they tried to destroy him on the social media. And I noticed the same thing happening with Roper, where a lot of SJWs came out of the woodwork to try and put as much attack stuff on him as they could. And that is very much the thing that I think is really scaring people off, by trying to stir up all this drama, they're making the film toxic.
I mean, and that, yeah, that's not the way to go. I mean, look, if this was such a good movie, I mean, people would have went out and saw it. It would have made people, like, honestly, all the MRAs and even the real sexists are getting the last laugh. And pretty much your marketing is basically, if you don't like us, you're a duty head. That was the marketing. Watches or you're a racist.
Yeah, and because people are going to extreme lengths to not appear as one. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be the vibe that you need. Why would I risk that kind of thing and see this film when I can just not see it and see something that isn't going to try and preach at me about how I'm such an evil, horrible person? Mm-hmm. That's the reason why whenever it comes to political correctness, the thing that always comes to mind is the flagellants from the Dark Ages. People who would whip them, who would walk around whipping themselves with monk flails on their back, because they thought they were evil and sinful and etc.
All right. So okay. So what else? What else can we? Because I think we've thoroughly covered this movie. I mean, I really, like, I'm not gonna watch this, you know, for those reasons. I don't feel like getting preached at. I am tired of watching things that, you know, say I'm evil because I have a dick.
Did I forget to mention that Sony's trying to talk sequel?
they really, you know, honestly, first of all, Sony, if you're listening, because I know some Sony execs like my show. No, I don't know. Can you just give back all the Marvel properties back to Marvel and Disney? Let them fucking do X-Men correctly.
Let them do fucking Spider-Man correctly. Well, Spider-Man and fucking... And I can't wait for the Spider-Man movie to come out next year. Because I want to see... finally Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and see how they're able to do that correctly. Finally. Mm-hmm. Because, I'm sorry, I rewatched the Tobey Maguire movies. And when they first came out, I was young and dumb and full of cum. And, I watch them now, and I'm like, holy shit, this is terrible. Just terrible. Just horrible.
I will say that three, I'd say the second is the best one. The third one is definitely the weakest, but it's somewhat understandable because at that point Sam Raimi was getting in near fist fights with Sony.
Yeah.
But I am interested in how this is going to work. It's certainly going to be a lot better than what they've done with, say, Iron Man in the comics.
honestly, I'm just gonna wait and see. Like, she's not gonna be called Iron Man. I mean, it's like, honestly, I'm not gonna trip because there is Rescue.
Well, here's the thing, and
you may recall
back when we had both blasted the whole female Thor thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how I had put in the fact that I think I told you that if my dander was still up, I was gonna have to bring this up, that yes, the first appearance of that version of the character did sell a lot, but according to Diamond, the issues after that were showing a sharp decline.
Mm-hmm.
and then they revealed, oh, it was Jane Foster. It's like, you went to all that trouble to talk about how it's a new character, and then you just revealed, oh, it's Jane Foster all along.
Yeah,
like I think that would have been less of a problem if they said Jane Foster is going to be wielding Mjolnir for a while, and with this new lady who's now Iron Man, if they had given some sort of connection or some kind of story instead of, oh, we're just handing the powers to some random black character nobody's heard about, that would have been fine. But then I read the actual comic and I realized we're dealing with some special kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because first off, the artwork isn't even artwork. It's just pictures that have been taken through a Photoshop filter. She made the suit based on parts that she stole, even though she's supposed to be at some tech college. And finally, in one of the later images, they outright traced models from Warhammer 40,000.
Okay.
They tried to have this image of what we're supposed to be alien ships, but they were shot for shot traced over copies of a few of the tank models from the Warhammer 40,000 games. And I double checked; it's the exact same. Everything is the exact same. Even has the same emblem on it and everything.
Hmm. All right.
The pattern that I do notice with both Ghostbusters and all the others is that wanting to have this X result without figuring out how they can actually do it, and trying so hard to get, and this is the reason why I've come to hate the term strong female character, because they try so hard to give the appearance of strong that it ceases becoming a character. Or at worst, you have cases where they can only bring up that character by making everyone else look like fools, i.e., Mary Sue's.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not that big of a comic book nerd. I don't know who Mary Sue's is.
Well, the Mary Sue is not really comic book related. It's just it's basically a term for blatantly self-insert characters or characters that are so OP'd and so OP'd that they end up taking away from the story.
Yeah. Like this type of thing is kind of like got me getting pissed off at Marvel for trying to start doing the whole like they're being infiltrated by the whole SJW movement. Like I'm pretty sure you heard read the article where they were trying there was like a petition to make Captain America gay.
I did hear about that.
It's like why
can't... because of one throwaway line when it's missing the point that Captain America is supposed to be a man out of time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh well. I mean it's like can't us heteros keep anything? Can't us cisgendered hetero males can we keep anything?
Can't I just have some good fucking characters instead of a bunch of bullet points?
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like if you
nothing new. I mean I remember back in the '90s, Superman is gay because of how he positioned his hands on his hips. Like what? Like just stop. Create your own characters. Hell, huh? I just saw this clip of a Nickelodeon cartoon where there was a married gay couple. I don't know how to feel about that, to tell you the truth.
But the reason why I always object to these sorts of things is because, and this ties into something that I commented on earlier. You remember how I said that there was a difference between female characters and characters that are female?
Yes.
The reason why I always object to these kind of things is because with these things are specifically made and placed the ethnicity or the gender or the orientation before who they are as a character, as if their entire character. It would be like if someone made a character based on you, and the sole basis for that character is Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be a character. That would be a caricature, and that's what I see with a lot of these kind of things where they focus so much in the case of say Ghostbusters, focus so much on female cast that they forget. Okay. Who are these characters? What do they like? What don't they like? Why do they think the way they do? Why they do what they do? Et cetera, et cetera. Basically, character building in fiction 101. This is not something new. It's been around for millennium. And whereas the characters that you mentioned through stuff like Agent Carter and other works. Mm-hmm. They're female, but that is not the sole focus and the be all end all of their character.
Right.
I'm not sure how familiar you are with Star Trek, but Sisko in Deep Space Nine was always written to be the commander and not the black commander.
Yeah. I get it.
And that's why a lot of these agenda pushing things whenever they try to put it inside fiction, what popular or otherwise, they only sell with their little minority because what people want are characters engaged in stories.
Alrighty, so I think that's pretty much it. We actually did an hour. Holy crap! I was like, this is just gonna be a 30-minute quick hit. Nope. So, I guess what we learned is, character development is important. Originality is important, and keep politics out of entertainment. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be fantasy. You know, as long as it's not blatantly racist, like, hey, let's kill some Jews and blacks just for the hell of it. And even still, I mean, you know, within reason. I mean, if you're going to do that, do it correctly. Like with everything. Damn, I just confused myself. So anyways, yeah. Alright, this has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. I'd like to thank Mildred for coming on and everyone else for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.